Are you in the process of buying or selling property in the DFW area? If so, you'll need a professional building inspector to ensure that your transaction closes smoothly with no surprises. Contact Superior Real Estate Inspection Services for superior quality, superior value, and peace of mind. Visit superiordfwinspections.com to schedule your real estate inspection today.
Hi, welcome to Greekly Speaking. I'm Eric Tucker, and joining me for this episode is Miss Natalie Robinson of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. Natalie is the reigning 2022 full-figured USA pageant winner, and she's also half of the duo behind Fat Girls Travels 2. Welcome to Greekly Speaking, Natalie. What is going on? We have been trying to connect for a minute, and finally the stars align and we're in the same virtual space. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It has been a minute, but I'm glad we're able to connect today.
This is Greekly Speaking, and first we got to get all the good information about you and this Zeta Phi Beta sorority, organization that I love personally. So you were initiated in the Epsilon Sigma chapter,
Yes, this
Riverside, California, Fall
chapter.
85. First of all, what inspired you to go Greek? Did you have any Greek influences in your family?
Okay, I will say I had no Greek influences in my family. I'm the first person in my family to go Greek. And my undergraduate chapter, I mean, we call ourselves the exceptionally sexy Epsilon Sigma chapter, and we are just exceptional with everything. And so, our yard in California, we had all organizations, most of the Divine Nine in that area, but the Zetas, they just spoke to my heart. It was just greatness, finer womanhood. What more could I ask for?
Okay, so you had Zetas on campus. Obviously, they were making an impact. Was there anything in particular that you noticed that, captured your attention?
So I'll say this. Okay, so where I went to undergrad was the University of California, Riverside. And actually close to there is California State University of San Bernardino.
Okay.
Now, the Zetas had brought in Zetas on our yard, but they actually were in San Bernardino. And so on our yard, we had AKAs, we had Deltas, we had SG Rose, and the Zetas from Cal State San Bernardino covered UC Riverside. And it was always like when the Zetas came through, it was just like the blue and white just took over. They were just about service. They were there socially. It was just everything. I felt like it was the full package.
But I have to know, because you got the tiara, you just won this pageant. What was your line name, and what number were you?
I'm a four club TikTok tail. Put it out there
Okay.
specifically, right?
Four club TikTok tail. I got right down with that. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yes, so I was a four, and I am a four, and yeah, I was TikTok, and I was the tail.
That's great. Now, I want to hear a little bit about this pageant, because I'm looking and you not only the Miss USA for 2022, but you've been doing the pageant thing for a minute, right?
So what happened is, so this was my first pageant, but how it works is if you win the regional crown, which I did, then you go on to compete at a national level. So this is actually my first pageant. And when I competed, at first I was just like, okay, I want to get in there. I want to win. I really want to push my platform. Let's see how it goes. I was new to the DMV area and I did the pageant and I won. And then,
Is this something that you thought about, a little girl watching Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, Miss Universe, or did you just seize the moment when it happened?
I just seized the moment. Honestly, I am, like I said, half the duo behind Fat Girls Travel 2. The full figured community is big for our business. And moving to the DMV area, I was new and I wanted to get out in the full figured community in this area. And so I said, I'm going to do the pageant. It's a full figured pageant. I'm going to give it a run. I will, at minimum, I'm going to meet people, get out in this community and network. And boom, I won regionals. And then it was like, you got to compete on a national level and represent the region. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And mind you, a lot of these girls are like, they're like full figured models, right? And I'm like, and if you know my personality, I think my personality is captivating. I think that's what got it to me, honestly. So yeah. I was like, okay, I gotta compete on nationals. Why not? Let's do it. I mean, I'm always ready. I'm a Zeta. And so I went, oh, this keeps falling. So I went ahead and I competed in nationals and I won.
Name one or two things that surprised you the most about competing in this pageant.
Something that surprised me about the pageant is actually the pageant process had a lot of service for me. Like, you know, we were required to do community service hours on a regional and national level. We're required to have a platform. We're required to do events. We're required to get involved in our community, which again was second nature to me because I'm a Zeta, right? But that was something that was really intriguing to me as I went along the process, because I mean, a pretty face is one thing, but substance is another. And so that was interesting to me.
You know, that's cool how you tie in that service, and you just kind of jumped on the opportunity. You like service check. Got that right. Yes. That's what we do. Right. Yes. I love that. But I'm looking at the name of this pageant and how closely it aligns with your actual business. And I'm thinking, man, that is such a cool connection, because you're not only, you know, talking the talk, you're walking the walk. You're like, hey, yeah, I can do all of this. What are some of the travel related questions you hear from the people in your circle?
In my circle, they usually ask me how certain places are. What is it like traveling there? They ask me, why am I traveling so much? How am I traveling so much? Right? They're like, girl, you're always gone. What is going on? But most people, I think most people want to travel. So they're intrigued by like what to do in other countries. What is it like? And that's generally the questions I get.
Where did the idea come from?
Okay, so the official name of my company, the traveling company, is Fat Girls Travel 2. It actually was an idea in the brain of my business partner, Ashley. So she went on a trip and it came into her head and she coined it. And I've always been a traveler. And so actually before the actual first trip initiated, I'd reached out to her like, hey, I'm going to Barbados to Carnival as a plus size woman. I think you should feature me on your page so that women can see what it's like. She was like, yeah, let's do it. And from then, like, the rest is history. And it was like, it's an amazing partnership. And what we do is we curate travel experiences all over the world for plus size women. So they don't really, I mean, because sometimes traveling is plus size. I mean, for me, I have a lot of confidence, right? But women in general, not even just plus size women, it's sadly, a lot of women have a lot of self-esteem complex, anxieties, and it's just something that boggles down almost everything we think about doing, right? Yeah. So I was like, man, I love traveling. I couldn't imagine my life without it. I couldn't imagine my life only being here in the US. And so many women that are plus size allow that to not allow them to travel. And so I was like, no, we have to curate trips so that plus size women can slay the globe unapologetically, go to different countries, show how good look, because it looks good in a swimsuit too. And so that was my thought. And that's what we do.
I got a feeling that you're also helping to, like you said, boost the confidence, you know, of a lot of people who are considering trying to embark either as pageant or maybe making the next career move, or especially with travel, right?
Yes, that's my hope. I hope that women see me and they're like, she could do it, I could do it. And I mean, I feel like I do it well, right? So it's like a lot of times women will be like, I mean, I'm plus, 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 like not skinny plus, not low plus, I'm plus, plus. And so a lot of times when women see me, they're like, okay, she's beautiful. Like how? And I'm like, you're beautiful too. Like you're just not allowing yourself to be that, right? And it's like, I think most of it is confidence. And that's what I often tell women. I'm like, men love confidence. Like there's not, if you want that man and you wear that confidence, girl, you'll get him. You want that husband, you'll get him. But you got to be confident and believe that you can get him. And that's what you want. That's what you're going to get. So I think it often rubs off around people. People tell me it's contagious. And that's the goal, right? Like my goal is to be my sister's keeper, uplift other women, empower other women, and enjoy life.
Now, you mentioned that you also had a platform or a cause that was close to your heart. What was some of those platform moments like for you, or what is it that you try to promote the most?
Okay, so my platform is Exchanging Generational Curses for Generational Wealth, and it focuses on teaching minority women the importance of financial literacy. And it's just really important to me. I think I'm Panamanian. My family comes from an immigrant background. I feel like with women that are culturally similar to mine, African-American women, minority women, I feel like most of the time we're not taught about money and finances. It's usually maybe like the man is the provider, or you just got to go out and work hard. You're not taught about investing. You're not taught really about savings and budgeting. And it really changes the world, right? It's going to change our future generations. And so it was really important to me. And I believe, like, if you teach a woman how money really works, she will change the world, right? I saw this posting today, and it was like, any man that I'm with, any man that I like, you give me, he works at Burger King, we're gonna own a chain of Burger Kings. You know, it's just like, you as a woman, you're supposed to be that helpmate. And I think it's important to be financially literate for yourself and for future generations.
What was that learning process like for you? What turned your light on?
I love planning, but every time I was budgeting was just like, here's my check, here's everything that I need to do with it, and not thinking about the future, right? Mm-hmm. And what turned the light on is just like listening to millionaires and billionaires say things that they're doing. And I'm like, where do I implement that, right? And that's what kind of triggered it for me. It was like, okay, I heard about compound interest. I read this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I just started hearing things and I'm like, yeah, this is really important. The notion of savings, thank God, I always saw my mom, but I've always seen my mom budget. Like, she creates a budget on just a regular line paper since as long as I could remember, right? And thankfully, she's always had like a savings line, right? But I didn't really understand it then. I would be like, mom, just write a check. We can afford it. And, right? Like, I really didn't understand. And as I got older and after I graduated from law school, I was like, okay, what do I want to do with my life? How am I going to accomplish these things? And the more financially literate I became, the more I understood the importance and the more I wanted to share with other women. I was like, this is so important. Like, women generally outlive men. We generally have less time in the workforce, right? We generally have to take more time off when we have kids and things come up. And so it's so important. And if you're managing a household, part of your responsibility is that adequately managing the resources that your husband brings home. And you need to put yourself in the best position to do that.
And, you know, prepping for this session today, I'm looking at a graphic that has several fun facts, which you just touched on. We already kind of covered one, you know, you're Finer Woman of Zeta Phi Beta, yeah. But also another fun fact, and I think this helps you with your travel, right? You speak Spanish fluently?
I do speak Spanish fluently. So okay. As I said, my family's from Panama, so I speak Spanish fluently.
So you learned it at home or?
I've known it ever since I was a little girl, like my first language.
Wow. Okay. So that's impressive. That's a whole other podcast. I love that. And what I didn't realize, you're an attorney. I mean, yes. Which field or which lane are you in when it comes to practicing law?
I do immigration right now. So I usually work in business formation, contracts, or immigration.
Oh, wow. Immigration. Again, another podcast. You know, we got to get you back on a couple of other shows. Yes, I love this. Ready. And so you're half the duo behind the Fat Girls Travel too. So your partner, I mean, are you guys, do you go to the same places most of the time or do you kind of divide and conquer?
Okay, generally we go to the same places, but we do sometimes split trips depending on where it is and schedule and how many participants we have. But for most of the trips, we go together, but if need be, we split them. So my partner's name is Ashley, and most of the trips we try to do together because our goal is to facilitate like a girls' trip. Like, right, it's all women, and we want the girls to get this girls' trip experience.
I love it. I think Ashley hit a home run with picking a business partner for sure. So that's great. Hey, so for the folks in the audience that want to engage with you or learn more about, you know, this great travel brand that you have, yes, where would they go?
Okay, so if you want to know more about the travel brand, you can go, I'll give IG first, which is at Fat Girls Travel 2. That's F-A-T Girls Travel 2. And then T-O-O is the 2. And then for me, I'm on IG as well. You can go to at Fat Pretty and Budget Traveling, fat like F-A-T. And the website for Fat Girls Travel 2 is www.fatgirlstravel2.
That is great. Definitely go check it out. She's given us a lot of tips just in this session, and I'm sure there's more that we could learn just by checking out her brand. Natalie Robinson, Zeta Phi Beta, Fat Girls Travel 2, pageant winner. Hopefully there's more pageantry in your future. I want to thank you so much for joining us on Greekly Speaking, and we wish you nothing but the best of success in the future, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. You have a wonderful evening.
Hey, did you know that you can now stream episodes of the Greekly Speaking podcast on your Roku device? That's right. Add the Greekly Speaking TV channel today to catch all the latest episodes on the big screen.